South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
How to invest in landlord-friendly states. That's what we're going to talk about on today's show, because over the last several years, I've noticed a new fear emerging among real estate investors. Many people are finding themselves hesitant to jump in because they worry they're going to get stuck in a bad situation with a tenant who doesn't pay on their property, especially after some of the rent freezes and eviction moratoriums that we saw during the COVID era. Some, I call it criminal behavior by governments, but it's a valid concern and it's scared a lot of people. But in my opinion, it's not a reason to refrain from investing altogether. We sort of saw battle lines being drawn across the country, landlord-friendly states versus non-landlord-friendly states. So on today's show, I'm going to share the number one thing you can do to avoid getting stuck in a position with a tenant who doesn't pay rent on your property. And here's the secret. You must invest in a landlord-friendly state. As a real estate investor, one of the most important things you can do is make sure you're investing in the right location. Different states have different laws when it comes to investing, so you'll want to make sure that your property is located in a landlord-friendly environment with favorable laws. Now, let's talk about some of the metrics that make a state a landlord-friendly state. The eviction process. Listen, evictions happen. I wish they didn't, but they are part of the business, right? Just like returns in retail are part of the business. People sell a shirt. Some people are going to bring it back because it doesn't fit. It's going to happen in business. While you can never be totally immune from evictions, you can make sure the law is on your side. Before you invest in a market, you must have a solid understanding of what the eviction process looks like. All states have different eviction processes, but landlord-friendly states have very little tolerance for non-paying tenants. Make sure you understand, how long does it take to actually go through the eviction process here in this state, including do I need to hire a lawyer like you do in New Jersey, and the specific steps you need to take and initiate an eviction process. Evictions are never fun, but landlord-friendly states make the process a little less painful, and they are more pro-landlord. They speed up the process, make you not have to hire lawyers, and get that bad-paying tenant out of that property so you can get a good-paying tenant in the property. Next up, security deposits. Every state is going to have different laws around security deposits, including the maximum, what you can and cannot charge against it. Be sure you know your rights in this area before you invest. How about the local economy? This is something you really need to consider, right? The health of the local economy. Looking at metrics like the vacancy rates, job growth, crime rates, and more can help you ensure that you're investing in a healthy economy with great tenants. There's no reason why you should have a bad tenant or a non-paying tenant, or a deadbeat tenant in a town where there's all sorts of companies that are growing, there's great school districts, the economy is booming, the vacancy rates are low. Why do you have a deadbeat tenant in your property? It shouldn't happen. And your property manager should be able to provide great tenants. It'll enable you to grow, create high profits, all of it in your real estate investing. When you have strong local economies, you're going to see that people have expendable income. They have steady employment. And they want to stay there for a long time. This is one of my favorite parts of it, the desire to rent long-term, right? So they move into your property, and because we build like our properties in the best school districts in the country, in the best markets, we have tenants that want to stay for many, many years because they want their child to grow up in that school district. So, you know, if they like that school district, you're going to see tenants who not only want to rent there, but they have the financial means to cover the rent and they want to stay every month over and over and over again and then renew their leases when their lease comes up for renewal. What about registrations and licenses? This is a good question. Certain states and cities require a ton of red tape. Others, not so much. In general, a landlord-friendly state is going to have fewer hoops and hurdles for you to jump through. Usually, this type of thing isn't going to make or break your experience, but it's certainly something to look out for. Do you need to register as a landlord with the state? You might have to in certain cities and boroughs. Just really make sure you find out what types of fees or forms that you need to complete in order to be in compliance with local ordinances. Determine whether registrations are one time, are they yearly? Make sure you know what's expected in the city, county, and state level. And your property management company that you're working with will likely have all of those answers for you. Rent control. Certain cities might set limits on how much you can charge for rent. Like everyone else, landlords experience the crunch of rising costs, right? Higher costs for materials and contractors, all of that stuff goes up over time, inflation, right? And in my opinion, it should be able to then to raise your rent at a fair market rate in order to cover those expenses. So is there rent control, and are you then prevented from increasing the rates of your rent in order to cover your expenses? You need to find this out. Then, access to multiple proven and effective property management companies. It's also worth noting that an instrumental part of your success and profitability comes down to your property management team. They can help with many things that we talked about today, including collecting rent, the eviction process, and so much more. So as you can see, investing in a landlord-friendly state can save you a lot of time, it can save you a lot of money and grief. Keep this in mind when you buy a rental property. Even think about the numbers and make sure that those numbers make sense when you're investing. The market research process can be lengthy and exhaustive, but it's critical to your overall success. Investing in a landlord-friendly state will help you maximize your returns, protect your health of your investment, which is ultimately very, very important. And if you need help along the way, our team at Morris Invest spends years analyzing market data. We not only offer properties in the best, most landlord-friendly states across the United States that are safe and affordable, and we believe in investing in markets that align with that belief. You can schedule a free call with our team. Just go to morrisinvest.com. We'd love to talk with you about our landlord-friendly states, new construction rental properties, and how our full-service rental real estate process can help you reach your financial goals. Just head over to our website, click on the big red button there, and let us know when you want us to give you a call. And if you like this video, I know you're going to love this next one on market research. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Invest in Real Estate. Check out this video, and we'll see you in the next one, folks.